This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to catch up with two members of that Team Bath Next Gen squad, coach Natalie Ruddy and player Poppy Tideman. Let's have a look back at your season. Natalie, first of all, bit of a season of growth, really, wasn't it? So how would you describe that across the season, maybe tactically and in terms of maturity, I suppose, as well?
Yeah, it's a good question because obviously we had a successful season last year. We saw the start of Next Gen introducing Super Shot. And I guess as a franchise, we had kind of no previous experience of it because, of course, with no Super League to lean on or, you know, steal ideas from, we were kind of starting from zero with the tactical and technical aspects of Super Shot. I have to say, I don't know whether Poppy would agree with this, but I have to say that I, you know, from a coaching point of view, have loved it. It's added a new dimension and been a kind of new challenge from my point of view. Having coached for quite a long time, it was nice to kind of get your teeth into something different. And I would also say that, you know, being university centred, we will cyclically lose people because they get to the end of their course. And, you know, we lost a few key people last year because they were returning home for jobs and various other things. I mean, we are lucky that people do want to stick around in Bath and they do want to. Poppy's a good example of that, who thankfully find work locally. But that's tough, you know, not everybody can do that. So I guess we had some change. We were taking on board, I guess, a new element to the game. And it's been a real development year, but I'm really delighted with the progress that we made and how, I mean, the strides we made from start of the season to the end of the season were fantastic. So it's been a real growth year, I think was a good word, Andy.
What about player development? Obviously natural throughout, but any individuals that have surprised you, maybe the wrong word, but have just gone that extra little bit?
I mean, the winner of our most improved player is Lowry Windsor. I think she would epitomise the progress and the development within this squad. Came into the university at the start of the academic year. 18, only just 18, just quite a late birthday. And just, I think it's not just about what happens on court. It's that step up from under 19s. It's that step up of living independently, coming to university, getting feet under the table with academics, but also a whole new group of people. So that was a real, real learning curve for her. She had so much to take on and we were challenging her on the court. And she just, I think post-Christmas was a massive turning point for her.
Maybe one for Poppy on that team identity, really. I mean, just that group of players and how you managed to all play for yourself and play for that Team Bath brand, really important still, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've got like such a good motto at Bath, like in all our team talks before the game, we've always got like a team first mentality. So like we want to do it for the badge on the chest that we're playing for. We want to like prove to everyone that we deserve a Super League team, all the fans that still come and see us and things like that. So obviously we've kept quite a lot of players who reinforce that. Like Ellie's a great example. She really does reinforce that like team first mentality and get it that Spirit of Bath award. And then we've got great new additions to our squad. Sydney Sawyers, for example, she's come in and she's just really like reinforced that. And that kind of is like the Bath way that we like to emphasize across all our like pathway players, whether you're in the 12, whether you're in the 16, whether you're on the court, we're all in it together, kind of put our best foot forward and do as best as we can, really.
There's been a couple of tough moments, not many, thankfully, but how do you react to that when you're on court?
Yeah, definitely. I think this season we've had a lot of tougher games. Like I'd say like more, they're mentally hard to take purely because of the how close they've been. Like we've got so many 1-point games where we've managed to get a point because we've been within five. And arguably I find they're the harder games to kind of take because we've been so close yet so far and still got the loss. And we've only been a few goals from a win. We've gone into extra time and things like that. So I think it's good to have on court, for example, we've got players who've been there for a while. Now I've been at Bath for 5 years now, and then we've got like new players like stepping up, like Lowry, for example, coming in and proving like she's so good.
Yeah.
So with regards to like how we compose ourselves, I think we do kind of just try and like stick together as a team this season. We've been so connected on and off the court, and I think we really do just give it all we've got. We know we've got a great squad of 12s, we've got five players on the bench, and we always say in our team talks we're going to give it all we've got for the like 15 minutes, and if we need to rotate, we know we've got another player who can come on and do the exact same job.
Obviously, Natalie, you mentioned Super Shot. How did your coaching approach last season evolve to get the best out of maybe such a young, but it was an ambitious squad?
Yeah, I think the Super Shot was, I think we learned as the season went on. I think we went into the first game thinking, yeah, we've got this, you know, under, in a, I guess, non-pressure environment. In training, we try to, of course, we try to emulate match play and all of those other great things in training. But the reality is, it is never the same as actually trying to do it against defenders you've never met before. Under, you know, literally that the first game, the horn went, you could literally see everybody go, oh, okay. I, you know, we practiced and practiced it, but there is nothing like doing it in competition. Now you're kind of waiting for that. We want the 5 minute, you know, that 5 minutes to come around, because thankfully all of the shooters practiced hard this season and they are all capable of Super Shot. You know, we didn't have to lean heavily on one individual to make sure that we could get those 2 points. However, the consistency, which you see at Super League 2, to be fair, but the consistency of nailing those twos is tough. And we, I think from the attacking point of view, it was the strategy of, yes, playing into the two, but the strategy of when you use it and why you use it. Defensively, it was all around how do you change your defensive structures in and around that. The circle becomes very big in Super Shot for our defenders, and it's how you deal with that and how you then can work together. And I think one of our biggest moves forward this year is how connected the defense are around how you win ball in when you've got a circle that big. But at the attacking end, I think that the real ground was made around how and when you use your Super Shot.
Do you think there's been a match in particular that's maybe just showcased the team's ability to handle a little bit of extra pressure?
We were delighted with our win against Loughborough. That was a massive, massive, where actually all of those things that we've been working on really came together, where we could disrupt their play, but we then kept hold of our possession. And I think we ended up, our centre pass to goal was something like 83%. I mean, that we hadn't had that high point all season. But I think it really showed, I also don't believe we have consistently nailed that, but it showed what the work that this team has put in, that honestly, they've worked so hard this season. And we knew that we had ground to make up and we had stuff to learn, particularly in around Super Shot, but also around the connections in the team. But they worked so hard. We really hammered some elements of the game to make sure that we could nail it, and the improvements they made. I mean, full credit to their work. And as Poppy's already said, they're tight. They get on, which helps hugely. And it's really tough in a game where you're in a season where you're not winning every game.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Back with Natalie Roddy and Poppy Tadman from Team Bath Next Gen. Poppy, how much you enjoy being part of the group?
Oh, I love it here. Like Nat said, I've been here since, well, when I was a fresher at uni, since I was 18. And I think, as Nat said, like a lot of players move away, move back home. I'm originally from Essex, came from Saracens Mavericks. They moved back home after they finished their time at Bath. But obviously, I just loved it. Honestly, the environment, I think how much I've improved as a player on the court and off the court. Like, it teaches you so many life skills off the court as well, leadership and things like that. It's just really made me want to stay here for as long as possible. So yeah, and I think as well as the group of girls, obviously last season we did so well finishing nearly top of the table. We came second last year. This season looks a little bit different for us, but I think performance-wise, our position on the table really does not reflect the season we've had. We've grown so much throughout the season. The team environment and the team like culture we've had, like the team first mentality, has been like one of the best I've ever experienced. So yeah, I honestly love it here and I cannot recommend it enough to any people really.
And what's been some of the things that you've managed to pick up from the coaching team, obviously Natalie as well, that just along the past season, improving your game?
So I think as a team, like the Team Bath way is quite short, sharp and quick. So we've worked on that, like that's a real strength of ours. We're quite like a fit and speedy team, so we kind of use that to a strength of ours. I think individually, I've really worked on with Nat since coming to Bath, like my man on man, like eliminating my player from the game. So that's something I'd always want to continue improving as well. So having that as a coach, literally kind of just reinforce that week in, week out, it's really, really helpful. And that's obviously what I've worked on over the past years, and still room for the learnings and improvement.
We don't have Super League in Bath at the moment. It's only a matter of time before we get it back. Do you see yourself pushing for a place in that squad? Bit of a hypothetical question, but surely.
Yeah, I think I spoke to Nat at the end of the season, and like that's my dream. That's the goal. Like that's what we're pushing for. And I think halfway through the season as well, we kind of reflected and we said it was after like the tough loss we had, and we were like, we're doing this because we want Bath back in the Super League. We need to prove that the South West deserve a Super League team. So even just things like getting full fans and full sellout crowds, it would be like a full circle moment to have gone through the pathway at Team Bath to then be doing Next Gen to then finally, if hopefully we get a Super League team back in the Super League, be a part of that or even just in the training environment within that. That is a huge goal of mine, and I really do hope Bath get a Super League team.
Although support for Next Gen has been really strong, hasn't it? The crowd's still been there.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I really specifically remember the Nottingham game, and we went into extra time, and we were in extra time for a good 10 minutes just to get 3 goals. It was long. But I really remember the crowd like screaming. Like it was the loudest crowd I've ever played against, and it was only one side, which was wild. So yeah, it's so nice to know, and we really do feel the support from all the Team Bath fans. I think we've only won bar the Loughborough game, all our other games we've won have been at home, and the impact the crowd have on our game is huge. We always say in our team talks, we've got the home advantage today. We're the only next gen team that has sold out crowds like this. Yeah. So yeah, I feel really lucky that we've got support behind us.
Natalie, Team Bath Next Gen finished the season with the awards recently. Run us through a couple of the winners.
Yes. Well, we already said about Lowry. She was our most improved player for all the reasons we've already talked about. Poppy obviously got her award at the end of the last home game for fans player of the season. Very, very, very properly deserved. The spirit, as Poppy mentioned, was Ellie Irvine. Just epitomises everything from performance to attitude to motivating others. She's obviously been with Team Bath a while and, you know, just epitomises everything we're about. And then the final one is coach's player, which is Daisy Harrison. I mean, she's had a standout season. Daisy's turnover rate every game is off the charts. And she's just a really smart defender and works really hard and has made big steps with her game this year as well. So, you know, lots around how to connect with the rest of her defensive unit and she controls that. And her communication around that has improved no end. And I think as a result, the work others do around her supports the unit's ability to turn ball, and of course Daisy herself as well.
Essentially then, people will be joining Bath Uni next term, keen netballer, so I suppose the message there is as soon as you join, get in touch with you.
Absolutely. I mean, the process is quite sophisticated now. Not my area, thankfully. I'm not responsible for recruitment. But my colleague, Anya Lemonnier, she is responsible for recruitment and attracting new players and has multiple conversations through the year with parents and players who are interested in Bath. I'm probably biased, but I think it's a really great university to be a part of. You know, you come into the netball programme, you're part of that family and you're really supported. But the academic bar is high, you know, so these girls are being challenged to get great A-level grades. But if everybody comes, we will have a really strong cohort coming in this season, which is really exciting.
Well, Natalie and Poppy, thank you so much for your time, and really great to hear how the Team Bath Next Gen squad has done over the past season.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.